All right, folks, locking up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. It's that time on a Friday where we quote a Jethro Tull song from Aqualung and do some wondering aloud, because it's amazing how many dingbats from our sports world don't get it. They think they operate in a vacuum, never to be challenged. It's called the Crunch Time Tool Shed. Before we roll out the nominees, let's welcome in the landlord to open the tool shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Start with Alabama head football coach Nick Saban, a.k.a. Satan. My main issue is this guy just holier than thou. He's a likes to throw these fraudulent pity parties. He's got that disdain for the media or anybody who would challenge his royal bagness. They pretty much revolve the college football world around his tide. Well, now he's gone sleazebag, hiring disgraced former Maryland coach DJ Durkin, man whose culture contributed to the death of a player, Jordan McNair, and he hired him for some petty video reviewing spot, a gig anybody could do. And this is just 6 weeks after he was officially fired from the Terps under a black cloud, leading to a parent to call him a narcissistic sociopath. So while the McNair family enters the holiday season mourning their son, you bring up all those awful feelings? That's just garbage. Next, free agent and former Rocky reliever Adam Ottavino. Obviously taking several steps down from misery. This is just, you know, the guy who insisted he would strike out Babe Ruth each time he faced him, then cited these logical statistics. Ruth would hit 140 with 8 homers. And like I say in these situations, prove it! For openers, I don't exclusively blame him because it was the host on the MLB StatCast podcast who brought up the issue, because, heck, it's only Major League Baseball with a history that dates to 1876. No way to generate 18 or 19 billion topics that actually relate to history or the current state of the game. But talk about a guy born in 1985 facing another guy who died in 1948. This just in, sometimes sports media, not quite a bastion of intellectual talk. Next up, you knew this one was coming. Tony La Russa and the Today's Game Era Committee. Thanks for forever tainting Cooperstown. The newest Hall of Fame is in football, by the way, opened in 1963. The Naismith Hoop Hall was founded in 1959. The Hockey Hall opened in Toronto in 1945. The Baseball Hall of Fame established in 1939. The first class: Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, Christy Mathewson, Honus Wagner, and Walter Johnson. Now, Harold Baines is in that Hall of Fame. There's no question, he was a pretty darn good hitter. Notice I didn't say baseball player, because he pretty much played the last 1,500 games of his career as a DH. I don't say this lightly, but moving forward, I don't have the same interest in who gets into the Hall anymore, because they made it a total joke. Thanks, guys. Finally, Phoenix Suns owner Robert Sarver. So this ding-dong sent a video message via Twitter after there was a vote to greenlight $230 million in renovations at Talking Stick Resort Arena was postponed. What? That's the name of the arena they played. I think I liked it better when it was America West. So in a familiar scene, he's trying to hold a community hostage via their pro sports franchise. Well, at a town hall meeting, resident Greta Rogers having none of it.
Mr. Sarver has done nothing to improve this team in the 14 years he's owned it. He's never two or three key players, which make any professional sports team successful or on the road to success. He's so tight, he squeaks when he walks. Wow. And you have been negotiating with this kind of person? Shame on each and all of you. And upon you, Ed, I thought your principles were higher and better than this. We are not in the business of paying taxes to support private enterprise, and especially not an entertainment enterprise.
Wow! That is kaboom. And by the way, the Ed she's referring to, Phoenix City Councilor President Ed Zuercher, that's a savage takedown.
That's the double truth,
Ruth. And last year, she tore them a new one for using millions in a tax boon to pay off debts that were accumulated by city golf courses. She is the people's champion. I'm going Saban. I've always wanted to induct him into the tool shed. I just couldn't find the right reason, this holier-than-thou schmuck, for hiring DJ Durkin. So with a new inductee, we close the Crunch Time tool shed.
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.